You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
Welcome to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are happy campers.
We are.
To be talking about what today, Regan?
Topic number one is, what is your favorite greasy thing? You can interpret it as you may. Mm. Topic number two is, tell us about the best car you've ever owned or driven in.
Yeah.
And topic number three, have you ever predicted that you wouldn't like a food, but then ended up liking it? What food was it?
And we are pleased as punch to have on the podcast for the first time, food and nightlife editor for the San Antonio Current, Ms. Jessica Elizarras.
Nailed it.
Yeah!
Boom! Nailed it.
Yeah! Ginobili!
Give us a correct pronunciation of that.
No, that was it.
Oh, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Elizarras.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
I got it on the first
time. The
first
time.
You know?
We did it. Yeah.
I can miss the game-winning shot after I made the game-winning shot. You know what I'm spraying?
Yeah, man.
When the clock's out of it. Look, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Jessica. What is it like being an editor for Food and Nightlife here in San Antonio?
It's busy.
Yeah.
I imagine so.
Yeah, everything's been opening up in the last, you know, handful of years. And even before then, it was kind of getting there. So I've been with The Current for 3 years now.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's all the gray hairs right here.
Right.
But it's fun, and there's bars and restaurants everywhere. Like, I can't stop going to them.
So it's the best job ever.
No.
Whoa, come on! Don't crush my dream!
No, because imagine if you go on review, not everything's perfect.
You're so you're not Guy Fieri. You will say if you don't
like
something.
You're not Joel Siegel,
right,
who always says every movie's great.
Right. Okay. I mean, more often than not, it's not as good as it could be.
Okay.
So
oftentimes, do you feel like the dude in Ratatouille?
No, I'm not that bad at
Ego.
All.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Ego.
Oh, Ego. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now. Ego.
Yes,
he had a big ego.
Yep.
Good writing.
So tell us an interesting experience that you've had, you know, being the Food and Nightlife editor. Good, worst, what can you share? You're like, what places closed down so I can talk
mad shit?
I mean, without dropping names,
Yeah, sure.
That's the genre of the restaurant or book.
No.
Not even.
Oh.
It's too specific.
That one was
so there was this place.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
And I went and did my three visits at that point. And because, you know, we have a small budget, so I don't go and blow tons of money.
Ooh, that's a good trick, yeah.
And I made mention of them not being very busy on X day.
Right.
And they didn't care for that, so they asked to see my receipts.
What?
Yeah, to make sure that I was there when I said I was. So, and that's why I do expense everything, and that's why I do, like, keep track of that.
Good for you.
Or try to, at least, because it's a lot. I mean, I've given people bad reviews, and sometimes they'll email me and say, well, we just started, and we're just a small company, or we're a small mom and pop type joint. And
we tried our best.
Right. And, you know, they either invite me out or they just kind of say, you know, we're sorry. Let us know when you can come by.
And so how does that work? Do you get invited by the restaurants, or does Current say you go there?
No,
or is that all on you?
That's on me. Like, I get to choose what restaurants kind of to pick. And it really depends on, you know, but before, when I was at the Express News, we would do stuff that was, if the restaurant wasn't good, we weren't going to do a whole review because there was no reason to, like, waste ink on that.
Right.
But
right
now, with this many things opening up, we try to make sense of where you should be spending your money.
Good for you.
Right.
If I say that everything's great and then you go and have a really horrible experience and you spent $90, that's kind of horrible.
No, good for you because, you know, I'm not going to put you on the spot here, and I'll say this on another podcast, or you can message me to ask me, but there's a very popular restaurant here in San Antonio. I wouldn't say serves dog shit, but they essentially served a meal. Ambiance is great, right? Everything was fun. Everyone was having a good time. A whole bunch of beers and stuff on tap. So I was expecting the food to be friggin' killer. Mm-hmm. And when I get my Asian inspired dish, it really, really honestly tasted like a frozen bag of stir fry that I made in the sixth grade. Jess was there.
I just realized I was hardcore there.
He was there for that.
What's hilarious is that.
I mean, I'll say the name, but I just don't want to.
To say anything. You can say whatever you want.
Well, yeah, but I'm respecting you.
But to be fair.
Did I say it was good?
No. Oh, I'm not saying. Okay. Are you okay if I say the
sure,
name of the restaurant?
Sure. I mean, I can choose not to add to it.
She pleads the fifth. Say what you want.
All right. Well, you know, I'm being respectful.
I already forgot the name of the place.
It's called the Yard House downtown.
Oh, that's not a thing.
It's not a thing?
I mean, it's a thing, but
it's
there's
a huge thing.
It's a corporation.
Is it?
Well, that's kind of the thing. I don't go to very many, like, big chains.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a big chain.
They're all over the country.
Oh, well, fuck you, Yard House.
There you go.
Oh my God. So we go there and I'm like, man, this place looks nice. And it's, you know, downtown the Riverwalk, you know, some fellow filmmakers were like, we want to go somewhere nice. Cause we went to Lulu's and we had a fucking great time. I mean, the stab wound waitress that served us was
right.
That's what I'm talking about. Freaking on it, dude. Like, we got chips with our sandwich and we were like, oh, we wanted fries. And okay, babe, give us fries. I gave her the bag of chips back. She's like, you can have it, give it to your kids. She knew I had kids. She didn't even ask.
She's a pro is what she is.
I love Lulu's. Can we have a cinnamon bun? We're out. Then
you can scratch
later,
her name.
Oh, we have some now. I'm like, I'm gonna kiss her in the mouth. Fucking, I love Lulu's.
You can scratch your name in the floor on Lulu's through the grease that's on the floor.
And that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing. Yeah. Just like I don't trust any Mexican restaurant where my table is clean when I sit down.
Yeah, because that means that no one's there.
Yeah, if there's not a couple of pieces of rice and some stuff on my table, I don't trust it.
So I said, ooh, garlic noodles with shiitake mushrooms.
That's on you, dude.
No, but it tasted good. But here's the thing. It tasted good. But so does a TV dinner. A Swanson TV dinner tastes good.
If you're hungry enough.
Yeah. So my spaghetti with garlic oil and shiitake mushrooms was good.
Okay.
What was hilarious is that everybody else's meal was like good. Everyone was like, oh, this is really good. Larry's got the shitty dish.
Yeah.
But what?
That's kind of sad. The menu was probably massive.
Humongous. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So like, how many of those dishes could actually
exactly.
be good?
Like DJs.
Like, you're not going to Chili's and expecting everything to be amazing.
Whoa. I did have
that's not right there.
Sorry.
Chili's
is
amazing.
This is an ex-employee by BJ.
No, I don't care. I'm an ex-Brinker employee. Chili's is the greatest because everyone and your coworkers are okay with eating
Chili's.
Like,
do I miss Southwest, like, egg rolls? Yes. Yeah. But I'm
you
not going to.
I've never had them.
Yeah, really? You're not.
I don't miss anything.
Exactly. You're
I had their margarita Chili's. Chicken with quinoa.
Chili's
that was pretty
is where you
legit.
Eat when no one can decide where you want to eat.
No, Chili's is where you eat
and
when you have a gift card.
Oh, that's hardcore. That is the only, in the past fucking 8 years, that's the only reason I've been at Chili's. Oh, you have a gift card?
Yeah.
That and Red Robin for some reason.
I'd give the Red Robin one away.
I had the ramen patty burger and it tastes like a fucking ramen like patty. Like advertised.
It
was fucking disgusting.
So what?
Why do I do this to myself, Jess?
I don't know.
Stop ordering the spaghetti from Main Street Pizza.
I'll take the
Main
chips
Street
and salsa
pizza
casserole.
I like Main Street Pizza, and I keep getting their spaghetti, and I keep going, oh, man, this isn't that good.
It's spaghetti.
I know.
It's not Main Street spaghetti.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. God damn it. So interactions with the owners, I get that. So tell me, on your exploits, what has been your favorite place so we can potentially try it or maybe we have or haven't?
So that is literally like my least favorite question to answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not just because, oh, no, favorites, whatever, but it really depends on the mood. Like, am I out with a bunch of girlfriends? Am I out am I out for like a rare date?
Sure.
Am I out for
a rare date? Yeah. Like with an aardvark?
Like with a person?
Oh, okay.
Am I, you know, like, what? Do I want Asian? Do I want Italian? Yeah. Like, it really
okay,
just,
well, so how about this? All right. Because we are the Tex-Mex capital of the world, not number one, what is one of your favorite Mexican restaurants to go to and why? And how much is
so
it?
So I actually did another podcast today, and like, not to humble brag. That's the third one.
Promotional tour.
No, God, I wish. I went on the Texas Observer, does like a miracle podcast, and so they did an episode on puffy tacos, like a little segment. Sure. And the top three there was Ray's,
yeah.
Oscar's Puffy Tacos on Sarsa Mora, mm-hmm. and then Los Barrios. But the one that's out in BFE, like the Hacienda, where you can sit under a big, big, big tree and like drink a giant margarita and nothing feels wrong with the world.
Now, I've been to Mi Hacienda on Petrenko.
Violas? Or is that a completely different restaurant?
Oh, you're talking about the owners of Los Barrios.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, the Violas. Yes. I've been there a few times. I it's been hit and miss with me at that place, but when I try to get fancy stuff, I think that's my problem. Period. Is I was like, let me try this special.
No fancy.
But puffy tacos are great.
There. Yes.
Have your tastes changed over the past few years? Like, has your palate been more refined? Become more refined? Or
there was a period there where everyone was doing foie gras on everything.
Yes.
That's a struggle. Like, you're in for, like, a super rich meal, then it's cooked with a ton of butter, so you really have to, like, not worry about, oh, no, calories and points and whatever. I'm more cognizant of, like, what I'm gonna actually order.
Okay.
Like, I have to go through the menu and really make sure, like, is this gonna be actually different than any other thing that I'm getting?
Sure.
Right. Is this something that other people might wanna try? Right. So
if you see, like, an Asian chicken with snap peas and shiitake mushrooms,
where you see everybody eating burgers and chicken strips, and Larry's going to go off the grid and go,
you know what? I got to defend myself on that one because I'm eating healthier.
Fair. Yes, that is true. This is true. No, but it's not his fault because as far as healthy options go, it was limited, and that was one of the descriptions sounded good.
The hot foods that was healthy.
Yeah.
But again, you have to think about how often people are ordering it.
Yeah.
So if they're not, this is a frozen bag
of vegetables, right?
But you know what? I kept seeing it. I kept seeing the different, like, because I saw shiitake mushrooms on fucking everything. And I'm like, okay, so that might be their thing here. And I'm like, okay, they can't fuck up grilled chicken. Right? How can you fuck up
grilled chicken? Well, but grilled chicken is the plainest thing.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, it was grilled chicken that wasn't seasoned. It was supposed, because, you know,
just sad chicken.
It was just grilled chicken with the frozen vegetables
I did in the sixth grade.
The brown rice was fucking minute rice from the bag, Uncle Ben's microwave.
And I get that brown rice takes longer than normal rice.
Yeah. But you figured if, you know, you'd have brown rice on the ready.
Yeah.
I guess
nobody orders brown rice. So then they have to cook it for like 20 minutes.
But that's a San Antonio problem.
Brown rice is gross.
rice in general will taste like whatever you're eating it with.
Jasmine rice is good.
Yeah, but there's a difference because brown rice is a substitute. I wouldn't, if someone said brown rice or jasmine rice in you know, health or anything, I'm going to go with jasmine rice because that's like the best rice in terms of
being regular plain rice.
Yeah.
Jasmine rice.
God damn it. Here we go.
Jasmine rice tastes like somebody.
How did jasmine rice do you wrong?
No, it didn't do me wrong. This is what I think it tastes like.
Jesus Christ.
It's like an old lady who just put on a bunch of perfume, served you rice with her hands.
No, you were taking the word jasmine and you are taking and putting that into the flavor. It has nothing to do
like an old lady
with the flavor of jasmine.
With the perfume, it goes.
No!
With the puffer thing?
No, that is not even a thing! Jingle. No!
It's puffery rice.
Whose jasmine rice did you eat is not whatsoever!
Oh, dear, would you like some rice? Where's the spoon?
Yes, the rice! There!
You know what? It's delicious.
Jasmine rice does not have that. It does not have that in there at all. No. What?
Yes, that's what jasmine rice tastes like.
God damn it. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyways.
Sorry.
So nightlife on top of food.
Oh, that's right. Nightlife. See, yeah, that's, ooh. That's,
you heard, because that's, if you want to know the dynamic of Comedia Go-Go, if we had a choice between food and nightlife, it's always food, 100%.
Yeah, we are.
Every rap party, every after party, every event you go to, oh, this is cool. Hey, man, there's an after party at blah, 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 blah.
Is there food there?
Yeah. No. What kind of food do they have there? Well, they might have snacks. We're going to end up at a fucking gym's or
and then
a
it's
Lulu.
Like, here, you guys, we got some free drink tickets. And they're like, okay, cool. Where's the food?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, so many bars now have like a really full blown like
right. food
program.
I like that.
So yeah. I think I like that. It's a pub more than anything. Right. I actually stopped drinking for like 12 days, and it was refreshing.
Good for you. Wonderful.
I think it can be really easy to like go and make really bad choices based on. Well, yeah, of course I want to go to happy hour, and of course I'm going to go to that
it's
event.
Your job.
And yeah. But
not
you
just
know,
say, that's the easiest way to justify
right,
it.
Right, I'm working. Like, yeah, exactly. This is research, except sometimes it's not. And so when you build like an what is it? Ammunition? Well, I can't say the words.
Elizabeth.
Immunity? I'm the writer over here. When you build an immunity to like daiquiris, like that's a problem.
See,
like,
that's called tolerance.
That was going to be my question. So everyone has like their go-to drink when they go out. So I think I'm the only one that drinks occasionally out of us three.
Yeah,
right?
But I have a go-to drink if I need to drink. It's like, hey, I'm going to buy you a drink, then I get that drink.
Zima is not. That happened once. That happened like
no,
once.
Zima's his drink when he wants to get fucked up.
That happened once. Zima was still on the shelves. That's your go-to drink.
I didn't even get fucked up on Zima. I had
Zima
two Zimas.
Zima Crystal Pepsi, dude.
Same thing. You love clear drinks.
I do love clear drinks. This
Ramen
is true.
So what's your go-to?
Jack and Coke.
That's right. Yes, it is. And
after
then
Zima.
Gin and tonic. Right? And then mine's 7 and 7.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So since you go to different places, do you order your go-to drink or do you try, you know, their specialty
or whatever?
I mean,
very rarely. I try to mix it up with the house cocktail.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Like, those are all one-in-ones where it's kind of like a speed bar deal.
Sure.
I lean more towards cocktail bars, and even then it's like...
Fancy places.
No, not always.
What's the term?
Mixed drink?
Craft.
Mixology?
Ugh, no one likes that one.
Okay.
They use craft.
Okay, well, I get that with the beer, but they do that with mixed drinks, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like handcrafted cocktails.
Craft drinks. I got a wood shop degree.
So, like, with the Esquire's Old Fashioned, right, that's their house specialty, right? Would you say? That's all I hear about is if you're going to the Esquire, you need to get an Old Fashioned.
Honestly, I would do anything with their mezcal because they have a really big, like, mezcal program. Houston Eves used to go down to Oaxaca and, like, grow.
And mezcal is a tequila,
yes. It's an agave variant. So it's made with, like, different agave plants.
Interesting. Yeah. See, that sounds cool. I think that sounds really cool. But it's funny that the Esquire and Southtown also, in addition to this comment, has gotten this new resurgence of like hipsters and cool people that go to it. Cause you know, 5-10 years ago, the one thing that I would get at the Esquire would be a fucking hepatitis shot.
Right. Yeah. Right.
First off, you want a shot? Yes. A hepatitis shot, please. Yeah. A diphtheria, please.
Yes.
But now I've been there in the past 5 years and it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a great bar. But you know, I think San Antonio for a minute, We cling, and I can't call myself a San Antonian, so sorry if
Where
you
are. Where
are you from? I'm from the Valley.
Equally, dude.
It's like you're from your array.
956.
Moving up to San Antonio.
And you're a writer.
You're all the Jeffersons.
Think you're better than us now?
Because you write?
No,
get the fuck out of here.
No.
Good times. What's happening?
We have
some hazards, silver spoons, different strokes.
So I just grandma, you're just reading the TV.
I'm just naming all the shows. It all made sense at one point.
Like a DJIF.
Yeah,
we have listeners in the Valley, friends in the Valley.
Yay,
yeah,
Valley
yeah.
friends.
So, RGV 956.
That is literally my area code. Still.
Oh, your cell? Why change the cell phone plan?
I don't want to. Yeah.
Cricket goes far, girl.
It's not even cricket. It's Sprint, which is not that much better.
It's Metro PCS, bro.
So, all right. So you moved uptown to the big city,
yes.
Right? Right. And
say goodbye to Mr. Corn.
So what you're saying?
Who's Mr. Corn?
I don't know. It's a place in the Valley. They have corn.
Okay, I forgot. Okay. But so the thing about San Antonio is
oh,
what
right.
We say
so
we,
like Are y'all originally from here?
Yeah. So since 1 year old, yeah.
I think San Antonio has like a
California.
In and out for life.
I never owned being from California. I am a Santonian. I've been here since I was one. So I just like practically the baby picture I have says nowhere else but San Antonio. I have that picture.
Anaheim Jess is just gonna
just because I had a picture of a duck with sunglasses that said Anaheim, California. I don't go fucking wearing it around claiming I'm fucking Orange County. No doubt.
Did she make her point?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
God, Hollywood Castro.
Golly, with your California attitude, man. Let the woman talk.
I'm sorry. California pizza.
All right. San Antonio.
Y'all have a very like distinct identity. And I think when people started doing cocktails, it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't do that. Like, that's not Budo. That's not San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a weird dichotomy because we can do really great cocktails here, and there's so many like really great bartenders that like.
We don't need turkey legs in our drinks.
Right.
Yeah. We don't need chicken sticks.
Well, that was interesting though. I was like, how much are you charging for that? Like an $8 turkey leg? Like,
yeah, no, turkey legs ain't cheap.
They're not.
Or like coupons or tickets. Did you?
Right. Know? Right. I was like, is it fair prices or no? Anyway, so I thought, you know, San Antonio had an interesting, like now we have Squeezebox, which I think is like a really great combination of like cocktails and Lone Star and, you know, combo shots, Flaco Jimenez on the fucking accordion.
Yeah,
so that's awesome. And that's very like San Antonio. And I think more places like that will probably spring up that are still maintaining that identity of like hardworking blue collar. But yeah, I'm going to have a cocktail.
Like going to a place, getting like a, okay, what are y'all known for? What did you call it? The house cocktail? Is that what the term is? Okay.
Like signature cocktail.
Okay, let me try that. Okay, cool. All right, let me get a 7 and 7. All right. Ooh, look, they have craft beers. Okay, what's made in Texas? Ooh, Busted Sandals, right. Support. Right, I've never tried this one. And then Lone Stars, and then, you know, then beer farts. And that's how I usually...
And then you stumble out.
That's the decline, yeah.
I do multiple visits, so I'm going to eat multiple things.
Okay. Right on.
That's cool. I didn't know.
See, that was my question was like, do you have to order like three things every, like if you're only going to visit the place once, you're like, I need to try.
Very rarely do we
like
only
a tasting
do,
menu.
No.
No, they don't. Like at a burger place, you can't do a tasting menu.
Well,
yeah, you can.
If you got friends, if you got four friends, you get four burgers, you slice it up. Everyone gets quarter of a burger.
So again,
happy.
It's a smaller budget, but I try to get like one entree, one dessert, one appetizer per visit. And then I go with friends. So they'll get something. And then we all share everything. When I was at the Express, it was a lot more like, you know, kind of make it rain type situation. But even their budgets are shrinking, so you know, it's a little bit more restricted.
Because I've done a tasting. Our buddy Albert was the first executive chef at the Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
So when they opened, I was really excited. So me and my wife went to go visit him, and he's like, I'm going to treat you guys like a reviewer. What the fuck?
A critic.
Thank you. And so just lost it.
Yeah, your
so
ego.
Every appetizer, every plate, you know, smaller portions and stuff like that. And it was so much fun. Like it felt so cool.
But that was like, you know, now it's closed and we don't have that anymore. I don't think so. Like, we have places that do the small plates, but not as ridiculous as the Monterey used to do. Like, they were very fearless and like, we're gonna do this and you're gonna like it or you might not like it and we don't care. Right. And I mean, that works for some people, but I think again with San Antonio, it's like very blue collar. You guys like where you're going to spend your money is really like reflective.
Yeah, and I think tapas bars don't work here. They don't get the whole let's just all share.
There's only so much comfort zone that most people could step out of before.
Well, yeah, and I think as people learn about the ingredients and like learn that this is normal in other countries, like they might try it. But
I'm surprised La Gloria took off as much as it did because I've had a bunch of uncles and in-laws like the fuck like I.
My parents didn't like it. Yeah,
because it's everything's a la carte. Why is there octopus in my chalupa? You know, it's you know what's a pupusa? You know, and I'm just like nice. It's not like.
It's delicious. That's what
Jalisco
it is.
Jalisco food.
Yeah.
Get that, man. And I like it.
Well, I think it's, again, it's a generational thing, too, there. Right. Like, our parents weren't used to going out to eat. They were used to, like, box meals at home that they can throw together because both of them worked and they needed to feed the kids.
Right.
Now, we're like, we don't have kids, some of us. And
I got a shitload of kids.
So many kids. Yeah. But now... Two. when we don't have kids and we have this like expendable income, we're gonna go and drink and eat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's awesome, dude.
It really is.
It really is fucking awesome.
Well, I don't drink, but I eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but we're gonna like go to like places.
I go to fucking places.
You sure do.
You sure do.
I really do. They have like kids eat free.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Luby's.
Arcadiana, dude.
Hey, if you go to Luby's and the kid eats free, you can just eat their food, right?
No, it's usually
like you just give them a little bit. Like you just like
you I'll tell you what though,
you eat animal crackers. I'm gonna eat your half of a Luan platter.
I'll tell you what is
that's a thing, right?
What no, because most of the kids eat free.
Parents.
I know.
Most of the kids eat free are with an adult entree purchase.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
So I get a side plate.
But
you get they call it a plate and a half.
Yeah.
Why aren't you allowing your kids to eat? That's different.
No, they ate earlier. I just want extra food.
They don't even
that's
like
dumb.
It.
Just
they don't even
eat.
Like them.
Exactly. Yeah. I got him a corn
She's
dog.
Just tuning out.
I got him a corn dog at Sonic before we went to Luby's.
For the
and
kids.
Everyone's good.
But it's kids eat free, so what? Why the fuck spend the money
they
on the
They can have
corn?
The Jell-O.
That doesn't make any sense. Here's what
to
we
you,
do.
To you, a real dad.
Well, here's... No, I would take the fish, and then they can have the sides.
Okay.
Literally never let them babysit.
No.
I've never babysat a thing ever.
Yeah,
here's what you do.
They're not starving. They have macaroni and cheese.
And a corn dog from Sonic earlier.
And a fucking dinner roll. That's...
Oh, I might get their extra roll.
Oh, okay. Fish sandwich, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But why? But you have a whole plate of food.
He wants that extra.
Yeah, but but there's an extra piece of fish.
Then they're not.
You can do that now.
They're just
you don't have to go to Luby's.
They're just gonna take the fork and smash that fish. It's just gonna piss you off.
So I'm eat all of it.
Skipping the middleman. I'm gonna eat the fish. They can have the macaroni and cheese, which they fucking love.
Not
and
all then they're kids gonna have are infants. In there. Not all
How
kids
old
are
do they have
infants.
To be to get the kids eat free thing?
No, I mean, like, two?
They're
three?
Not going to eat a whole half of fish.
A two-year-old isn't, but a fucking... Like, Gunner. Okay, here's what we do with Gunner. Gunner loves...
That's real situation.
...fucking meatloaf, right? Yeah, and on Mondays at gyms, they have kids eat free. So Andy will order the meatloaf, and he will get chicken tenders, and Andy eats chicken tenders while Gunner eats a fucking adult meal.
We're talking about the exact same thing, except he doesn't
get... In reverse.
Except he just gets the sides.
Yeah. Anyway.
So do you have any kids, Jim?
No,
yeah, good job.
so afraid. No, God, no.
No, geez, no, God, no.
I can barely keep myself alive, like, right now.
Right,
so.
Right.
Come on.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I had goldfish, and all of them died. So the only one that lived was the bottom feeder.
Let's do guilty pleasure food, then. Like that you'll admit to eating.
Oh,
like Taco Bell.
I don't care. No.
Taco Bell, KFC. KFC, A&W. KFC, Taco Bell,
talking
Pizza
about
Hut.
Your guilty Jesus. Food or my guilty food?
Well, those are just all the variations of them.
Right.
This is going to be so gross and people are going to hate me.
No.
Not on this podcast.
This is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Okay. Right, nothing wrong with
all
that.
All right, here we go. What sauce?
Buffalo.
Ooh.
That's new.
And how do you feel about them switching to all white meat?
I've actually not had them since.
Okay.
So they could be completely
that's
different.
That's been years.
I was going to say, it's been a while then. Since
No. They did like...
It's a market testing thing. We've had them, I think, for a while, but not every McDonald's did the switch. Now they've officially done the switch across the board.
So there's like, no. They didn't switch those nuggets. They switched, and like now you can order all chicken nuggets, like strip little baby bites. But
really? I haven't had McDonald's in a long time.
I don't go very often. I go if I'm like super emotional day.
I was about to ask you that. Like, that's your go-to, the nuggets?
Yeah,
they're
once every
good.
Like 9 months, like maybe, but that's it.
All right,
mine's hot mustard. That's my.
That's a good one.
Yeah, fuck it. When they went off the menu for hot mustard, fucking tweeted the shit out of them.
What's my guilty pleasure food?
I don't feel guilty.
There's no guilty.
I'm gonna say
no fucking guilt.
I might feel guilty about how often I eat like Burger Boy. Sometimes it was.
Is there
like,
a Burger Boy here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
St. Mary's.
No shit.
Yeah, it was the.
I didn't know. With the Burger Boy?
Yeah. Work is special, man.
I didn't know.
Big old slush is a burger.
When the fuck did Burger
They take
Boy
cash
open?
Only. Is that what it's called?
No,
I'm sorry. I don't
know.
Sometimes I feel a little shame at CC's.
I've not been since high school.
Oh, you're missing out, man. They got this pretzel, like three different kinds of pretzel pizzas now.
Where's the shame?
When I'm alone.
A little bit. They got three kinds of pasta. They got red pasta, creamy pasta, and then they just have pasta. You can
chicken
pick.
Noodle soup.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's cool.
That's good soup there. I don't know if you like chicken noodle soup, but if you're ever...
Oh, I guess like Chick-fil-A noodle soup.
Oh, it's almost like that, but it's Cece's.
But I can't go there. Like, I feel bad because, you know, they're homophobic or whatever.
Oh, Chick-fil-A or Cece's? Chick-fil-A. Okay. I'm an ally like a motherfucker. I support gay rights all the time, and I don't
You won't stop going Chick-fil-A.
Fuck no, it's good.
I've had the approval of two lesbian couples that they said, no, it's okay, you can go eat Chick-fil-A because we need to.
I was like, sweet. My friends still go, and I'm like, but guys. Yeah.
No, I didn't go during the whole thing, but I'm like when it was a statement,
right?
I was like, okay, we can't go to Chick-fil-A today,
right?
We'll go. Like, I think I posted a picture of us eating Chick-fil-A, and I put, "We love gay people,"
right?
You know, like, it doesn't matter.
Well, so they stopped donating to. Yeah. They said they stopped donating to the cause that caused the uproar in the first place,
right?
The I forgot what it's called. The not, it's seemingly nothing wrong with it, but yeah, they're
so awful.
Yeah, they stopped donating to it, and then my mentality is, you never know who works in any place, and there's like a dude in the back, and he's got, you know, a whole stable of, you know, legless children,
yeah.
And you never know, but he just happens to be working at an Arby's. Well, then I can't just go, I'm never going to eat at Arby's again because that one dude.
Well, and also Chick-fil-A and McDonald's are all franchises. Like, yeah. People, yeah.
The individual
in the
owners.
Community own those, and then we choose not to eat them because, you know, food and gay rights. And it's totally valid, but it sucks for, like, people that decided to take out
a giant
loan.
What if, you know, a gay man owned a Chick-fil-A?
I don't know if they could.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
I mean, those, like, agreements to open a franchise are pretty intense.
Rule number one, you can't be gay.
Got it. Yeah. Bill Miller could have killed
his... We're extrapolating, and we don't actually know.
These are all just kind of,
Bill Miller could have killed his mother when he was a kid, and I'd still fucking eat there every day.
Yeah, I love
mothers.
He did that. The girl I have a crush on who gives me my change back, she didn't do anything bad, so I'm still going to eat there.
I'm going to eat that pie.
Damn straight.
That red polo didn't do nothing bad to me.
Yeah, exactly.
That orange polo.
Tuck that shirt in, girl.
Yeah, I'll take an extra 12-piece chicken.
Yeah, what did his mother do?
What was those brownies, $2?
Come on, Mrs. Miller. All right.
Well, anyways. Sorry.
Someone said you're their favorite guilty pleasure.
Oh.
There ain't no guilt involved.
Wow, really? You're going to... Wow.
Diana said, shut your face about delicious rice, Larry.
Yeah, well, Larry, your eating monsters. Fuck you.
She doesn't eat monsters.
Yeah,
that's true.
She
eats like monsters. We all eat monsters.
You go to an Asian restaurant with our friends, and it's straight up.
He made his son say, like, "Daddy, are they eating monsters?" Because they're eating fish.
They're eating crawfish and octopus and stuff. And so
yeah, those are monsters.
One of our first introductions to Diana was just fucking eating sea creatures and shit.
Oh man,
Nikki,
you want to eat this? Well, when you put it that way, you want to eat this rotting cabbage sitting in a jar.
No, exactly.
Fermenting,
but she eats like Ursula, like she was fucking eating mermaids and shit.
That's so creepy.
What? Don't judge me.
I don't see it. It's my culture.
Yeah, exactly. Like, your food is crying.
Silly.
Your food is crying. Your food shouldn't have Stockholm syndrome. Like, you should just be able to just eat your food. All right, here you go.
Sorry, before we
digress,
yeah.
Weirdest thing you've ever eaten, not at a restaurant you ordered from. Weirdest thing you've ever eaten.
Hold on, don't answer that, because what if it's the answer to my question?
Yeah, save that for the game.
All right, Jess, so what do we got going on today?
Hey, everybody, it's time for my segment of the podcast, normally called, Yeah, I'm going to Look Into That, a segment where I talk about movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners is going to be, Yeah, I'm going to Look Into That. However, today we're switching it up because I'm not that enthused. So today we're having a special edition of Yeah, I Din. So today's edition of Yeah, I Din is about the movie called The Greasy Strangler.
Ooh.
And The Greasy Strangler sounds cool on paper, kind of, and maybe it is. Maybe it's great. But the Greasy Strangler is a very super awkward, extreme, grotesque comedy. In the vein of kind of if you've seen Rubber or Wrong, those movies are on Netflix, or if you like Tim and Eric, or just very...
That Robin Williams movie about the stuff that bounces all over the place?
No, that is...
Flubber.
Oh, okay.
It's about Rubber. The rubber tire with psychokinetic powers.
I got kids. I don't know what rubbers are.
There, no, there it is. That's not thank worth you. It. There, that's yeah, that it. Wasn't. Thank you. Mm. Anyways, very.
I'm back.
John Waters inspired, ugly, disgusting, maybe even trauma-esque kind of okay. comedy. You know, very out there. So the premise of the Greasy Strangler is this father and son duo. They host what they call a disco tour, and they drive around town basically claiming like these are the places where these like disco things happened, and that's like their job. And their first customer ends up dating the son of the duo, and then the father actually ends up dating this girl. And meanwhile, this is happening, this greasy strangler is horrifically murdering people in the city. And the son, while he's finding out about his father taking his girlfriend away, he finds out that his father may indeed be the Greasy Strangler. And he's called the Greasy Strangler because he's covered in head to toe in just dripping, oozing
lard. How's he strangling
lard.
Everybody? If he's, how do you get a grip?
I don't think he's actually
anything.
Strangling people, because there's a scene in the trailer where he literally punches through this dude's face, and it's just pictured as like, you know, those ads where they say, don't dump your grease in the sink. Yeah, you're the grease monster. Grease monster. He looks like that ooh. When he's the Greasy Strangler. But by day, he's this, like, he looks, the father and son look like Tim and Eric characters. They both wear these pink long sleeve turtleneck shirts, and they're just kind of really like below average looking. And then, you know, the girl they're dating are just kind of, they're trying to kind of do the gross out thing where you see these very average people in Speedos and thongs, but it doesn't stop there. You actually see close ups of their dongs and everything. And like the dad, the Greasy Strangler, supposedly like his thing is that he's extremely well endowed. And then there's super really long, awkward shots of his greasy dong. And
this is all hearsay, or you watch this?
This is in the
trailer.
In the trailer, because there's a two trailers. There's a red band trailer and a green band trailer. Red band trailers are the uncensored ones. The only difference between the two is like the green band literally put the whole censored circles over the like the dirty parts.
The dongery.
Yeah, the dongery. So it's like not safe for work, but then if you watch the red band trailer, dong and just bush and just really like just awkwardly gross and disgusting. Like again, John Waters. Yeah.
Shock comedy.
Y'all are shocked.
I'm all about that. I'm all about a shock, but the thing I'm kind of like not a big fan of is that long, awkward, overly awkward where
Tim and Eric shit.
Yeah, it's That's the source of the humor, and it never goes anywhere, and it's like that hangs on the awkwardness way too long, past the point where it's gone. It's funny, but not funny anymore. Now it's funny again, but it's that weird thing of like it was never funny, and it's just prolonged.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel. The vibe of the movie is there's a scene where the son's having a breakdown, and he's in the street like in this like blue star like thong rolling around the street and just that crying, and it's just like.
Too long.
It's just like, it's just a dude crying in the street. And it's like, again, at first glance, oh, that's kind of funny. And then you're like, oh, no, he's still crying pathetically
in the
street.
But this is in the trailer.
This is in the trailer.
So what if it's different in the movie?
Exactly. I'll give it a chance. All right. But as of now, my enthusiasm borders on, yeah, all right then. Okay. But it's intriguing enough where I'm going to watch it. I want to see fucking greasy dicks, and I want to see fucking people punched in the face.
Are those your favorite things?
Well, you know, it's the reason why I bring up the greasy dong is because it's the source of the topic, and the topic, first topic for the podcast is, what is your favorite greasy thing? It doesn't have
and
to
yours
be.
Yours is dong.
It's not dong. It could be a dong. I don't want to limit it, but it could be a food. It could be a person. It could be a movie. So the topic is, what is your favorite greasy thing? My favorite greasy thing, because there's all kinds of foods and the typical stuff, but my favorite greasy thing that I always go to and think of greasy is fucking Jason Statham in the first Transporter movie, where he's fighting dudes in I don't know, it's like a park, it's like a, there's a bus station and there's a parked bus, and he's fighting dudes in a bus. It's a really great fight scene. And then for some reason, there's these vats of like straight up oil that gets dumped. And when they're fighting him, he gets dropped in there and he's fucking shirtless.
Yeah.
And so he's rolling around in this fucking oil.
So is he going to go back to dongs?
If only. But like Jason Statham has this awesome fucking fight scene where they're fighting him and they can't get a hold of him because he's so fucking greasy.
I get a hold of him.
He's so fucking greasy.
You want to hear the best Jason Statham impression?
Yeah.
All right, go for it, Jess.
I'm Jason Statham. That's not good.
It wasn't your best.
It's not my best. Yeah, you still got to go in there. Yeah.
It was as good as you've done it in the past.
No. No. You are.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I thought that was just, Jason Statham.
And for you listeners, he didn't just find a clip real quick from YouTube.
I didn't pull a clip from Spy and play it.
Just do the rest of the podcast.
I can't do Jason Statham's voice without like the profanity and the C-bomb. And I just, it needs to have that. But maybe it doesn't.
No. You are.
Oh, man.
Chill.
What's happening in those sausages, Johnny?
It got me.
So anyways, my favorite greasy thing is Jason Statham's The Transport, that scene. Because I remember
being straight, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. This was a past thing in the podcast where we talked about
people that you were surprised that kicked ass. And so for me, it was him because he was in Snatch and he was in Lockstock as just this guy.
He wasn't an action star.
And then they, out of nowhere, oh, he's in this movie Transport. I was like, oh, he's directed by one of my favorite martial arts choreographers. And it's like, sweet, I'm going to go see that. And then just like, holy shit, he's fucking kicking ass in this movie. And now they made four Transporters and three mechanics. Right, exactly. Yeah, and a spy movie, which he's spectacular in. But greasy Jason Statham getting greased up oil, that's my favorite greasy thing. That's not a food.
So I am transitioning from eating like an animal to eating extremely healthy.
Like an animal.
Like
animals actually eat very healthy.
A real animal.
Yeah. Animals eat very, very healthy.
So my favorite greasy thing right now that I because I miss grease. I miss greasy foods. Like, you know, my body craves it. Mm-hmm. But there's good grease, like olive oil. Mm-hmm. And Mina Zandini's over off 90, Greek restaurant. Really good. Ever been?
Mm-hmm.
It's delicioso. I was just there recently, and their gyros are like smothered in greasy olive oil, and it's fucking delicious, and it's super good because it's super seasoned. Sometimes it gets drippy with the tzatziki sauce or whatever you call it. And so, quick answer: the olive oil drenched whatevs,
a greasy gyro from
Mina Zandini's, and like it tastes good and it's good for you.
And it's funny because I never associate gyros with greasy.
Yeah, well,
sometimes it can be.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of switching it up, you know, oily.
Right.
Right? But it's just good oil. It's not like, you know, they do it on purpose.
It's like good cholesterol.
Not like a chorizo and egg taco that's like, you know, just dripping with grease just because
the sausage.
The
bag tears apart because of how fucking oily it is. Yeah, it's good taco.
My favorite greasy thing, first thing that popped in my head once I heard the question is crispy dogs. So,
oh, hell yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anything I eat ever that is literally just something that was just thrown in oil. I guess fries, but when you get a crispy dog, it's like fresh and still wet with oil. Like, it's just like, it's still got a little bit of fresh oil.
Well, where are you getting your crispy dogs from?
Homemade crispy dogs.
They don't
dogs.
Put them on the paper plate with the paper towel?
Yeah, and it soaks up a little bit of the oil. But there's a lot of residue crispy dogs. For those of you listening that don't know what a crispy dog is, simply a crispy dog is you get a hot dog and maybe a slice of American cheese.
What, Rich?
Yeah.
That's fucking Rich, dude.
A Kraft single?
Wow, Kraft?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I guess it was Kraft, I don't know.
Me and the Valley don't know anything about that. We got lunch slices.
You wrap the hot dog
that we couldn't waste on crispy dogs.
The cheese that Kraft makes fun of, where it's like 90% oil or whatever. Meanwhile, Sargento's like, don't eat that Kraft shit. This is real cheese.
But you get the hot dog, you wrap it in the American slice,
Rich.
And then you wrap that in a corn tortilla, stab it with a freaking toothpick, and then you get a pan of frying oil, and you just throw it in there and let it crisp up.
Dude, that is crazy you mentioned that, because I mentioned it to Lisa. I was like, you know, like she was talking about, I'm craving whatever it was, bologna sandwich or something. I was like, for some reason, I'm craving a crispy dog.
Yeah, man.
And she's like, she didn't know. I'm like, what? Well, so we had crispy dogs this past weekend because she hadn't had it before.
She's never had one before?
No.
What did she think?
Oh, she thought it was great. She thought it was like, oh, it's really simple. I did two toothpicks.
When you put one toothpick,
I should have been three. You put one toothpick in the middle and the corn tortilla starts rolling back and tearing. But if you put two and you put it in there, it stays rolled up and it's a fucking, crispy dog.
Rich, dude.
Yeah. A little spicy mustard. You
know, Ray's has
spicy mustard. Fuck, dude.
Grey poop potty.
It's not grey poop potty. It's French's dog.
No, he uses kielbasa. He doesn't use hot dogs. Right.
No.
He's got fucking braised kind of braised.
Hebrew National.
Hebrew National.
Fuck you, dude.
It was like packs of two, dude.
I got a hot dog. I didn't get weenies. I got a hot dog. they wasn't straight up weenies.
It's not the same, then.
Yeah, no. You got an all beef fucking kosher fucking hot dog. And what kind of tortillas do you use? Oh, these are blue maize.
No, it was.
You went to Chewies?
No, it was whatever Mexican corn tortilla the HEB has.
You know Ray sells crispy dogs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they keep
as
it
well
real.
As they should.
Fucking A.
And they're not greasy, so that's why I was like, what is he talking about?
They're cooked properly. I'm not going to cook things.
The ones I had this weekend weren't greasy, but then again, it was Hebrew National.
Fancy, yeah.
Man. Jessica.
I didn't put cheese in mine,
it's like
though.
Central Market over here.
He wishes.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's out.
The Avalon or whatever, the one at the
Alon.
Alon, yeah. Yeah, that one. The one where there's like a four-story gym or something like that. That place just looks intimidating. But I'll go there and buy mochi ice cream. I don't give a shit.
God. Jessica, your favorite greasy thing.
So I had to think about this one because I don't really care for greasy things. Like, okay. Not that I'm like, oh, health. No. If there was still a camera, you'd get it.
Yeah.
But like, oh, Chris Madrid's, like, the macho burger with all the cheese makes me so antsy, and I can't deal with it. And, like,
yeah.
Wait, good answer or bad?
No, like, they it's butter the buns, grease? And you're just like,
So, yeah.
I think barbacoa would have to be it. Because I will still eat that.
All right.
Like, I don't get Chris Madrid's with the cheddar. I just get American because I don't like to see it like coagulate.
Oh, that's what I love.
Oh, no, there's not time to coagulate by the time I finish it, motherfucker. It's still got the lettuce is still cool.
But yeah, barbacoa. I'm pretty
that's
simple.
Solid, yeah.
Because if you get like not the lean, whatever, just regular stuff.
Yeah. Straight up, yeah, with the eyeball in it.
That will leak through, yeah. It'll leak through the foil and the bag. Yeah. And
where's your favorite place to get barbacoa?
That's a tough one. Bandera Molino's pretty good.
Yeah. That's different. The Molinos are different than the Jaliscos and the meat markets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have fucking like olives in their meat or shit.
What?
I go to Mimi's Barbacoa too. That's on Boersbach. That's pretty delicious.
Are you a Tommy's girl?
It's good.
It's good.
But it's not like, not I'm hype, not gonna. Not,
yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I like it. I like the whole Big Red saying too, but. I don't do Big Red separately. Like,
I can't do it anymore. And I was a big proponent. We named our friggin' comedy special Big Red and Barbacoa.
Yeah.
That's how big I was. Do you still know, right? You wouldn't eat Big Red and Barbacoa?
I'd eat anything. Yeah.
No, but I mean, do you go and get that? Like,
No. I'm Amigas, man. That's my breakfast, Mexican breakfast. Yes, that's the richest of all. It's $3.75 for a plate.
No, it's
11.
Rich for you to pay for Migas.
I swap out my potato and egg for the barbacoa every once in a while at Sonia's.
Dang.
I really am dying to have a meat cute over breakfast tacos. That is my thing.
A meat cute?
A meat cute.
What's that?
Like in rom-coms when like the two people meet and it's a really cute way, like the dog gets
that's,
like...
That's a term?
Yeah.
That's
a term.
Is that an app?
No, I wish. It should be.
I thought it was a dating site where you eat people over barbecue. I thought you said cute. Like, cute.
Yeah, me cute. Yeah.
That sounds pretty delicious,
I was
going
to say,
it might be in the market for something on there. Yeah, who wants to back that?
Oh, yeah. I'd need a girl off rolling in 90 to go to the smokehouse.
Yeah.
Breakfast taco blind dates?
All ladies.
No, not a blind date.
Oh, just I'm eating at my table. She's eating at her table.
Or maybe I go pick up my tacos and he's like, that's a really great order. And then boom.
Oh,
yeah.
And
damn.
Then you fucking lady in the tramp some chorizo.
Tacos, yeah.
That sounded really dirty.
No, yeah.
I didn't even mean it dirty either.
Is that Urban Dictionary?
Lady in the tramp.
Lady in the tramp
of trees. No. But what you can do is you take a bite and then something spills out of it and then she eats what spills out of it. That's kind of hot. Nah. To you.
Lady and the Tramp, fucking like a chorizo taco is falling in with duty.
Dude, yeah, and the tortilla is just orange.
Meat cute. Yeah.
Meat cute. All right.
Meat, hashtag meat cute.
Meat cute.
Hashtag meat cute.
I already got
it's the name of the podcast.
All right. Facebook answers.
Yeah, let's yes. do it.
Samson Portillo says his favorite greasy thing is Jess Castro.
Hey, man. Wait, man, I am kind of, I am greasy though. Like, I have to constantly, like, clean my glasses. Cause
no,
of just,
you're not greasy. I'm sorry.
No, you're not greasy.
I have to clean my face.
Well, Kiko Martinez says Nuru massage. Is that like an oil down Ooh, massage?
Kiko. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to Kiko. He had a baby.
Yeah, he just did.
Congrats. Kiko,
congratulations, great Kiko. Job.
Yeah.
Who his wife?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Great job. Alfred Perez. Alfred Perez says pizza, yo.
Yeah, pizza's greasy.
Yeah, yeah. Simple, I guess, yeah.
Justin Wilcoxon says Pony Boy and Soda Pop.
Nah, the original
greasers. Well done.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
the
yeah.
greasers.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Can I change my answer to Channing Tatum and Magic Mike?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
Well, if he's got Jason Statham.
I know, might as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's so, like, greased up in every scene. It's got to, yeah.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Not missing much. The first one was, like, depressing.
Really?
I heard it was depressing. Yeah. Here's a problem. Channing Tatum looks like my son. And I know...
Why'd you say that?
Yeah.
Nah, it's okay.
And so...
Tatum's good looking good.
Me and the missus can't watch...
Wait, how old is your son?
Six.
Oh, God, no. Does he have abs?
Watch, I'll show
you. That's weird.
Yeah, don't show her. Gabriel Diaz says, fast food. Nothing really specific. It's good and greasy. I'll down it in a second.
The bag's got to be wet.
I mean, top three would have been Chachos is Nachos for
right?
sure.
Right. Those, oh, my gosh. But that's cheese. That's pure melted cheese yep. right there. Cheese and cheese. Travis K says, pizza and cheeseburgers. Or myself, after a challenging time working on a car.
Yeah, or eating greasy pizza and cheeseburgers.
You and working on a car.
Yeah, yeah.
James Wells says, the greased up deaf guy.
No, that's from Family Guy.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, guys.
Samantha Lines.
Nobody's got me. And then he starts running.
Oh. Samantha Lines Rick says, the skin on fried chicken.
Fried chicken skin. You know who hates that? Aaron Cheatham.
What? Give me your
fried chicken skin.
Yeah.
She says, I always pull it off and tell myself I'm not going to eat it, and magically it disappears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a place that serves fried chicken skin sandwiches here in town,
right?
What? No, didn't
it
know
should
that?
Be lettuce at my restaurant.
Wait,
all
where?
Lettuce is fried
there's
chicken
a place.
Skin.
I'll look it up. Yeah, there's a place for fried chicken skin sandwiches.
That sounds amazing.
Justin Cooper says fried cheese, like pieces of grilled cheese that ooze on the pan and fries up in the pan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The crispy part
crispy
of the cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
Or Foreman Grill.
Yeah, mm. or Lucy Juicy.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, it's all me.
Kurt Larson says, simply put, my hair. Despite the inherent disgusting nature of it and admittedly rank smell, I can mold and style my hair in fun ways I can never achieve otherwise.
That is fucking gross.
It's like my body's it's like my body's natural pomade.
I don't want fop. I'm a dapper damn man. God damn it.
God damn straight.
I want fop. God damn it.
And Ryan Timothy Race, RTB, says, those chocolate lava cakes from Domino's. Oh,
wait, those are greasy?
Are they? I've never had one. I'm sure they're greasy.
Lava cakes with Domino's tries too hard, man. I do like their spinach chicken artisan pizza.
Yeah. Shout out Domino's.
Yeah. Try our chicken with stuff on it.
Here you go. Domino's better than Yard House.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're first, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd rather eat secondhand Domino's than Yard House.
Secondhand
Domino's. That means shit.
Dude, old pizza.
Huh?
There's nothing wrong with old pizza.
No, yeah.
Domino's is gross. Straight up
old pizza.
Old
pizza, yes, please.
Yeah. Cold pizza in the morning with coffee?
Yep.
In the morning with coffee? Oh, fuck.
That's gross. Shit.
Y'all, you don't like coffee.
Yeah. I think we're pizza with coffee. Orange juice. Pizza with orange juice, and that's something. That's breakfast.
Yeah, that's freaked out.
Dude, that's Saturday morning cartoons.
That was my Saturday morning thing.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, that's all the Facebook
answers.
You
would have known that if you've listened to the podcast and you weren't on there.
Yeah, that was my answer. That's right. I was like, why doesn't Larry remember that? It's because he didn't listen to the podcast.
No, ever. I didn't listen to that
that's
one.
That's something we didn't talk about was that you were originally scheduled. No. Like weeks ago, and then Larry had to go and get cancer.
There's the C word.
Yeah,
damn it! I was going to see if we could go a whole podcast without it.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I didn't bring
exactly,
it up.
Exactly, but
I mean,
it's not like
in his defense, you keep talking about how healthy you're eating these days.
I am, and I'm trying.
Yeah, and in my defense, that's the whole reason why we didn't have her on.
Sorry,
it's fine. Totally okay.
No,
she's like,
schedule. Wow, really?
For you. Yeah, so that's all the Facebook answers we have.
Well, there you have it. So the movie, once again, is called the Greasy Strangler, and
big greasy dongs.
It's got big dicks,
slow
little dicks, slow both greasy zooms. Varieties.
Little dicks, can't be wrong.
Greasy bush, coming face in the back punching, turds, and awkward comedy. It might be cool, maybe. I don't know. But I'm not a fan of the. I love Bizarro shit, but there's that level where it's like it's only bizarre and that's it.
Right.
Then it just doesn't win for me. So hopefully it's not just that. Maybe it's great. I don't know. But I'm going to see it. But for now, the Greasy Strangler. Yeah, I did.
There it is. All right. Now it's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yes.
Dad's Corner, taking risks is a modern guy. Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
All right. And Jessica, you had stated that you are not a mother. All right.
Good
and
job.
So I am outnumbered once again. So, in Dad's Corner, you know, I'm a dad, and this one's kind of a little bit special. I mean, since you brought up the C word, one of the things that's been happening with me since the surgery, not cunt cancer.
Yeah.
Since the surgery
is... Stop being a fucking cunt.
There it is.
Thanks for clarifying.
Did I break the fucking cunt, Jerry? Well, one of the things that's been happening ever since my surgeries and stuff is I've been getting closer to my dad. And that was something I never thought would happen. He wasn't around, you know, growing up and stuff. And I, you know, could safely say I pretty much hated the guy growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make it a secret. But, you know, he was around a lot, you know, while I was in the hospital and stuff like that, dealt with, you know, some awkwardness. So I kind of, it felt really good. And when my son was born, you know, that was like the first kind of step. This is in 2010 to kind of like, okay, you can be a grandpa. I don't want to take my children's right. grandfather
yeah,
away
toys
from them.
You're taking that out of his hand.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was like, but me and you, nah. So now it's turning into a me and you thing.
Right.
And the biggest thing that we're sharing now is interest in cars, because my dad's the president of Alamo City Rods. And every Friday at the Tower of the Americas, they have like a car show and live bands and stuff like that. And it's actually really cool at Hemisphere Park. So the coolest thing is that Gunner's in the cars. I mean, he's 6 years old, a 6-year-old boy.
Oh, heck
they're
yeah.
gonna
yeah,
be
yeah.
in the cars. Mm-hmm. So you go to his grandpa's car show, and there's all these real life Hot Wheels. You know, because they're legit. It's not a lowrider yeah. club; it's a hot rod club. So mm-hmm. there's like fucking Camaros and Corvettes and fucking what are they called? Willys or like this Willis cars, like this hot rod kind of hot like. 1940s Fords like ZZ Top and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking awesome. So Gunner's just going ape shit. Plus being downtown, Pokemon Go. So it's been really cool, and it's been a great experience. So I've been getting into cars. You know, he has a friend that owns a 58 Plymouth, which is a Christine car, and he has it straight up, you know, painted red with the white top and has a remote start and stuff
beautiful.
Like that. So he hasn't taken it out yet. So I'm kind of go like, we could probably get you at a Comic-Con probably if you really have one, because there's a car club that only does Christine's.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Christine car club. And there's this car show in, I believe it's Maine, that has best Christine. Like they, I think
wow,
so many people were putting in their Christines into car contest that they were just like, fuck it. You get your own category.
It's a beautiful car.
Yeah, it is. And did you know, 50th Plymouth Furies didn't come in red. It was only for the movie.
Oh, wow.
So, anyways. There's that.
Metallic mint green. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
just
no, close. Yeah, to my cousin Vinny.
Yeah. Don't win fucking pause attraction.
So there's that, because I'm doing this connection with cars and horror flicks, like the car in Phantasm.
Right.
It's like a 71
I don't know, but
Plymouth Barracuda. Right. And I'm learning all this shit now, like in hindsight. Right.
Right.
So that's why I pose a question. What was your favorite car that you either owned or has just driven in? And my answer is and will probably always be my 2004 Honda Element. I still yeah. own that car. I fucking love that car.
Yeah.
And because I was thinking about.
Is that the little cubed one?
The cubed
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bought that
it's
fucker
all irrelevant.
New. Yeah. And God damn it. Like, I was thinking of, like, fantasy cars and, like, my yeah. dad's 56 Chevy Bel Air.
Fucking Christine.
I wasn't in it, but fucking Christine. You know, right. like, all these, like, cool cars. And, like, no, man, it all goes back to
to fucking Ellie.
Yeah.
My element. Like, I bought her first big purchase I ever made, first new car I ever bought. Mm-hmm. It has 270 motherfucking thousand miles that I put. I bought the car and there was like 13 miles on it. Mm-hmm. Every dent that's on it's mine. It brought both my babies home from the hospital. It's still running. It hasn't given me any problems with the exception of the motherfucking windows that don't roll down. And that happened like in 2004 and a half. So fuck you, Honda, for that. But
their engines.
Exactly. If I had a choice between an engine that would fucking knock
out 2004 or
windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go for windows. So, you know, me and my dad, plan on fixing up this, 1962 Pontiac Catalina, and I'm been saving up money and looking up parts, and it made me think, why don't I just fix up the element?
Yeah,
I already own that car. It's my daily driver.
So you're fixing the windows,
and it's so out of I am, and it's so kind of out of style right now.
It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking, the parts are cheap as fuck.
Oh, nice.
Because they're made of Legos, and it's. And yeah, man, like, there's this website. I'm just constantly buying one part, like, every fucking payday. So, 2004 Honda Element. I love it. If you can get one at a car lot, it's awesome. It's a lot bigger inside.
Windows suck, though.
Yeah, if you need to barf and you're in the back seat, you're barfing in the car. But the benefit.
So you can open the door.
No, suicide doors. Yeah. So, if you're in the back, you're kind of trapped.
You're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no carpet, so puke away.
Yeah.
There's no carpet?
It's like plastic on the bottom. You can pee all over the ground.
It literally looks like Legos. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, but you can buy those for your car, but the element came with those.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and it's stadium seating.
Yeah.
Yeah. The back seats are a little bit higher.
No, they're pretty drastically higher.
You can't see outside of it?
It's an amazing...
No, I can't. It is an aerodynamic anomaly.
And the seats, you can fold up and you can pack like all sorts of stuff in it.
It becomes like a caravan.
I got all kinds of memories of the back seat. Not like in a, like seriously.
Fucking
up the windows.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
She's innocent. No one's ever fucked in the element.
Oh, the element's in this. I thought you said she was.
No. Not the element.
Right.
Jessica's fogged up plenty of windows.
Yeah. She sure has.
They call me fog up the window at Revelos, but that's just because I'm really hot.
You're right. You are hot. I'm you're sexy. You must get laid in the car a lot.
No, yeah. I fog up the windows a lot.
So answers out to you guys.
They call me mute cute.
Mute cute.
Still hanging on that. Sorry.
Ginger me. Well, go ahead.
Because in the same vein of cars that are currently out of production, the end all be all car is the 2009 Scion XD.
Our cars? Our own car cars.
Currently drives. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. I got like 97,000 miles on it. It's a 2009. Geez. I had it when it had like 10 miles on it. It was like brand new. It started when we went to do comedy in California, and then this art house had tons of Scion swag. So I got a shitload.
Oh yeah, you did.
I got a shitload of science. So I got a laptop bag. I got a wristband. I got a fucking jewelry.
He bought the car.
They don't make Scions anymore, do they?
No, Scions have been discontinued.
So, Honda Elements discontinued. Yeah. Scions discontinued.
And Doubles discontinued because they discontinued the XD. They were still making Scion cars, but they discontinued the XD, which is a slightly hatchback car. It's a small hatchback on there.
I think Scion's still making cars because they were.
I think they're going to stop dumb. Production.
The stop production stopped. These 2017s, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the XD, though, stopped production like in 2014 or 2015. So I love that car because of how small it is, and I still get that whole satisfaction of feeling like Mr. Incredible driving that car, even though it's like way bigger than me. You know, it's not like a tiny car, but I've helped people move in that car and I've like put furniture in that car. And it's just, I love how deceptively small it is. Not smart car small, which is deceptively small as well. Robert Ory fits in one, by the way. But the Scion XD, you look at it, Robert Ory could fit in there, but you wouldn't figure like, furniture and all kinds of shit, helping multiple people move and just such a, that's my car, man. I've fucking eaten in there.
Wow. You've eaten in your car.
Yeah, several lunches.
And is that code or?
No, like real park in the park and eat lunch and just have a nice.
Code. Still code.
That's code.
Like have a nice lunch.
He's gone down on some chicken. What does
that mean? I love the Scion XD, and it's not just because I got a bunch of shitty swag from California that swayed my opinion into buying this hip-hop car before the gerbils were driving around in the Kias. Fucking Kia Soul. This was the hip-hop car before the hip-hop gerbil car.
Yeah, you're it's pretty
the, hip-hop. It's the OG hip-hop gerbil car without being gerbils in it. So, yes, the Scion XD. Total comfort.
Regan?
I'm going to go with 1968 Cadillac convertible that I owned for a couple years that ran for a couple years.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Literally the car of my dreams. It was beautiful.
Broke my heart with that message.
What happened?
It died. Larry killed it.
I killed it.
It's like Christine. Much like Christine, it was very angry that I let him get behind the wheel and
start
it.
All I did was turn the ignition and it went...
And then it had an electrical problem and stayed in my parents' garage for the next 10 years.
Oh, wow. 14.
That was a long time. No, I just ballparked it. It was a beautiful car. It was 19 feet long. It was like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like
old man
car.
Yellow...
I would never be able to park that.
Fear and Loathing, right? Fear and Loathing.
It's beautiful. Google 1968 Cadillac DeVille convertible. Yellow. It was gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful
and
car.
What happened very recently?
And just recently, my father, after years of yelling at me to get it out of his garage, much like Lane Myers and freaking Better Off Dead, they finally sold it to the guy across the street.
Who's already got it running.
And he's like, he restores cars himself. It just so happened to be the dude across the street. So
does he drive by and like flip you off?
No. One day I'm hoping that he's going to restore it and then allow, allow like me to just ride in it again. And then me and my old man, maybe, cause my dad sold it to him pretty cheap. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It was a gorgeous car. It was amazing. Riding in it, it made you feel amazing.
Like you're in a tank.
Yeah, but like a tank, like a boat tank. It rode so smooth. It was still a Cadillac, man. It rode so smooth with the top down. It's nice.
Put on Christopher Cross's Sailing?
No.
Oh, all right.
Christopher Cross's Sailing?
Yeah, man. That's his hit. Yeah, that's his fucking song, man.
All right. So yeah. 1968 Cadillac DeVille convertible. It's beautiful. Look it up. Google it.
Jessica.
I'm just like not very into cars. So
okay. Yeah, neither am I.
Well, no, but so there it is.
I just don't remember like.
Favorite car you've ever been in or owned?
My friend's like 1999 Jeep Cherokee thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right?
Because I didn't realize that Jeep people are like serious.
Oh, yeah. Wave at each other.
They wave.
They have a Jeep wave.
I was at the light and people were like, hey, friend. And I was like, what?
We talked about
this?
That on a previous podcast.
That Larry would know.
Remember, man.
It's a brand loyal thing. It's like there's the Jeep wave.
I mean, Element, Jeeps they started doing break that. Up, you know, everywhere, but no. And I'm a pretty big fan of my Honda Fit.
Hell yeah, man.
Like, I didn't want to, like, circle jerk Honda, but it's the first, like, Honda car I've had. I've had 2 Chevys, I think, and like, no offense, American cars, but
hey. Yeah, no, absolutely.
A lot of those Japanese cars are made in America now,
right?
Yeah, so
but
yeah,
they it's Lisa the Japanese way.
Lisa got a Ford, what is it? The Ford, what's their standard Ford Focus? Car? Yeah, the Focus, piece of shit.
Fords are pieces of shit,
yeah. Piece of shit, absolute piece of shit.
Yeah,
totally just like, nope,
this guy's like great. I'm just,
yeah, Honda Fits are awesome.
I feel like
it
fits my personality.
One.
I think it's fun. Gets me places. Yeah. It's like a tiny little van. Like if I did end up having a kid, I would put it in the back and it would be fine.
Yeah.
Put it in the back.
Yes. Well, that's true because if the Scion dies,
you have to keep it.
If you name it.
It's like a dog. Don't name it. You're going to keep it.
Yeah. If you're going to eat it, you can't name it. That's like
exactly,
a 4-H rule.
Yeah. Don't name it.
If the Scion dies, that's the car I'm getting, is the Honda Fit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to get the Scion IQ, which is like the smart car size thing.
Get a smart car, dude.
No, don't. Get a good car.
Cars are good. They're smart. No.
Smart cars are a joke.
Yeah.
Really
get a Toyota or a Honda.
Good
that's
thing
it.
I'm funny. That's why it would be, because it's
Scion
a joke.
Made
yeah.
by Toyota.
Bro.
Yeah.
Smart car.
Oh, IQ. Don't discontinued. Robert Ory can fucking fit in one. If it's good enough for Robert Ory, fucking five-time NBA champion.
Five-time, or like nine or whatever.
Yeah. Fucking Mini Coupes, dude.
Mm-hmm. No, oh, that one's a fine. I was going to say the Fiats are cute looking, but those are like really shabby as fuck.
They're Italian, man.
But they feel flimsy. Like you feel like you can just rip the panel off. Smart car felt like a car. And then they tested it where it can get hit by an 18-wheeler and it'll still hold up.
You'll die. You'll die,
but the car is still fine.
But you're going to look like a giant nerd. Don't do it.
Oh,
he is a giant nerd.
You see me driving around in my Scion XD?
Yeah, that's a cool car, dude. I don't care what you say.
I love your car. It looks like it has a USB port.
You're like, that car definitely has USB ports. And that was like 6-7 years ago.
Before
USB ports were standard.
Right, 12-prong VGA.
All right, Facebook answers. Kiko Martinez says, 1970 Pontiac Firebird, the car I've always wanted, and now I have it. That's from American Beauty.
Yeah. Aww.
Unless it's real. He goes, the car I've always wanted, and now I have it. I rule. That's Kevin Spacey's line. Alfred Perez says, my 2005 Neon. Woo. I still have dreams of driving that little baby. I miss her so much. May she rest in peace.
Of course she died.
Justin Wilcoxon says, I was a valet for a while at the AMC 24 when it first opened. I parked Tim Duncan's Porsche.
What? Did he look like Bubba Smith in Police Academy?
He says he had the seat surgically removed and moved back and bolted to the frame so that he'd fit in a Porsche Carrera. I was the only one even kind of tall enough, and I was on the edge of the seat trying to reach the clutch. I also parked Chuck's person's Ferrari.
Damn!
Fucking rifle. The
rifleman, bro. His Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Damn.
Did he park Robert Ory's smart car? Hey, smart car didn't have to fucking surgically remove shit, man. Robert Ory just slid in that son of a bitch. So what's better now? The Lamborghini or the fucking smart car?
It's a Ferrari, and yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, was Tim Duncan wearing a Punisher shirt? That's all I want to know.
Oh, man. I don't know.
He was a dork.
Carlos Castro says, 1990 Buick LeSabre. It was the first car I bought when I was 16.
Nice.
Comfy seats, cool water air freshener.
The cologne
cool water.
You said that?
Carlos.
Fuck yeah.
It took me a second to process.
Carlos cool wore water, cool water.
Air freshener. I thought I meant like a cool actual spritzer cool water.
Yeah, cool water. Love cool water, bro.
Know that, you dog.
Holy Cross cologne.
And dark limo tint for the uninterrupted brass knuckling.
That's Carlos, don't make that a thing!
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Self-explanatory.
No, it's not self-explanatory because it's not a thing.
Brass knuckles.
It's not a thing, Larry. No, that's
that's not a thing.
Women do not have four holes.
I'm not saying that they do, but
brass knuckles do. That's why it can't be called brass knuckles.
But we have four fingers.
Doesn't matter.
And it's brass color.
No,
brass
that's four. Not anyway, even. No.
Moving on. Robbie Tuarte. BMW M3. I was taking turns at 85 miles an hour. So scared, but it was the raddest thing I've ever done on the road.
Nice.
Gabriel Diaz says, my first car, a beat up 96 maroon Nissan Sentra.
Yeah.
Used by my dad, effed up by my brother, and tossed over to me. So much nostalgia and safety hazards in that car.
I'm glad, mijo. Good job.
And Travis K
says,
did I
have a tape player, mijo?
It was far from the best on the road, but my 1978 K5 Blazer, a.k.a. the Bear. It was turd brown with bent Bondo gray hood and bullet hole over one of the wheel wells. My dad, Michael, and I put an Edelbrock carburetor in it. He's getting all manly. A stereo system and a horn that was less than macho. Okay. So many memories burning out in front of my friends after football games, and my dad's getting thrown into the steering wheel while testing the brakes. Because the seat wasn't properly bolted down. I miss that thing.
Oh, man. I miss turd brown as a car option color.
Turd brown. It's root beer now.
Root beer?
There's got to be a dude named Turd Brown, right? Right? Turd brown. Right? Like some poor British guy. His parents are country and they didn't know that turd
brown. He's a regular in a bar and some guy goes, what's up with Slim over there? Oh, that's Turd Brown.
What's up with
Slim? He grew up hard, man. His name was Turd Brown. His country
bad, folk parent. Bad turd brown.
Man. Man is turning all the town. Yeah, yeah.
All right, James Wells.
Jesus Christ.
Turd Brown versus Snake McDragon.
Snake McDragon. Turd Brown. Snake McDragon. Snake McDragon.
Side Turd Brown. That's his enemy.
I don't know. It might be a psychic. All right, sorry.
Now they're buddies, but Turd Brown double crosses Snake McDragon.
Turd Brown's an informant.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Oh, don't trust Turd Brown. He's shitty.
Oh, come on. You can trust Turd. James James Wells, but it's like apostrophe turd, like it's short. It's like bar turd. It's like bar turd. They just call him Turd Brown because it's apostrophe turd.
Bar turd.
That's a name. There's a dude named Bar Turd Brown. All his buddies.
And then the bullies just started calling him Turd Brown.
That's a thing. It's an actual thing. Okay, James Wells says any car with an actual number display on the speedometer instead of just a dial. It's 2016, people. It's been in Honda Civics for a decade now. Andrew Thomas says my buddy's 2013 Scion FRS.
Okay,
all
right. I don't
give a damn about cars, though. I drive a truck. Choo-choo.
Ooh, yeah.
Justin Cooper says my mom used to own an ancient Opel GT. Can't remember the year, but I felt bad driving around, except when it broke down and I had to push it home. And Greg Forrest says the best, most reliable car is my Kia. The car I miss most, though, is the 77 Pontiac Le Mans. I miss it so much. I wrote it into a series of novels. It's still alive in my imagination, cool. And it runs better than it did in real life. Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool. Yeah, man.
77 Pontiac Le Mans.
New thing, getting into cars. It's been fun. Missed my 76 Malibu. Chevy Malibu. Had that sucker for a little while. Crashed, rear-ended a lady, did nothing to my fender.
Right, right.
So RIP Malibu. So yeah, we all love the cars that we own. And
I love mine, but it's not my favorite.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. So cars to me, they represent more than just a way to get from A to B. And hopefully soon, me and my dad will be working on some cool shit. So, you know, pay attention to the IG and like Alamo City Rods, wherever you see it on social media. And check us out, man.
When do they do it?
Friday nights at Hemisphere Park, Tower of the Americas, up to October. But they do car shows all over.
So I was wondering,
place.
They do if he's ever did the Biff Busby's on.
It's a burger place.
Yeah, they have a car. They do that on Fridays. They have a car show. Like
they are the San Antonio car club.
Awesome.
Like and so like they did, you know, all the Veterans Day parades and all that sort of stuff. And my fucking dad started it. So it's kind of this funny thing that we're just learning a lot about each other.
Right, right, right.
So his Comedia a Go Go is Alamo City Rods. So it's just it's pretty neat. So you know, check them out. They did a story on him in the paper.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a fucking San Antonio Current cover, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see Alamo City Rods with a fucking sweet-ass podcast.
That's right, dude.
Yeah, with a fucking handsome host driving around Scion XD in 2009. Eating lunches in parks.
So dads lunches. Out there, or moms, parents, bond with your kids. Drive them, or work on cars and shit. I don't know.
So parenting?
Fuck it.
Well, well said.
You died in a car accident.
All right, now it's time for my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that is not really funny. This one's kind of funny. This comes from a academic journal called Springer's Journal of Animal Cognition that talks about this. It says, without having tasted a specific new juice mix before, an orangutan in a Swedish zoo has enough sense to know whether it will taste nice or not based on how he can recombine relevant memories from the past.
Yeah, man.
So they thought that only humans were previously thought to have this ability of forecasting taste and flavors, but they're finding out that these orangutans actually are able to figure out without even tasting or smelling, just by looking at things, if they're going to, or maybe they are smelling it, but they can predict whether or not the lemonade tasted better with sugar with it or without it, just based on basically what they were seeing and smelling and stuff. So I posted a link, I think, but it's just kind of a cool thing about how it's just something you don't think about thinking about how something's going to taste.
Yeah, right.
We do it, I guess, as human beings. It's something that we always do, but I guess they're figuring out, do animals, are animals able to say, like, predict?
That looks gross.
Yeah, that looks gross. I'm not going to eat it, or that looks good, I'm going to eat it. So that brings the to our topic question very quickly, which is, have you ever predicted you wouldn't like a food, but then it ended up liking it, and what food was it? So mine, super quick, super easy, is, and I don't even know what they're called still. I'm really bad. Sunny side up eggs over easy eggs.
Oh, either way, that's two different things, but yeah.
What, no. The eggs with the yolk where the freaking yolk isn't cooked.
Well, there's sunny side up. Yeah, I still don't know. I need an egg chart. There's medium.
Where you cut it open and then the yellow
not
stuff.
Not scrambled.
Yeah, not scrambled. So I grew up my whole life eating goddamn scrambled eggs, and the idea of a yolk eating it for years. I mean, up until freaking maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I was disgusted by it.
That's a that's gotta be a magical discovery, though. Like, discover, like, in your adulthood, discover egg yolk. Oh, man.
So, and it wasn't until I was traveling somewhere, I won't be specific about it.
Oh, God.
And
everywhere that's colored.
It was a freaking noodle place in Tokyo.
Yeah, man.
And they served, I was like, it's just a point. A point. I don't know what that's freaking.
You went to Tokyo to try eggs?
To try noodles. So there's udon, thick, beautiful, delicious noodles. And they served it with a goddamn raw egg. And I didn't know that they were going to serve it that way. And I'm not.
Hey, grass, your culture.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what the hell, man? And so I split it open and it runs all over. I'm like, all right, let's just do that. Mix it up. And sure enough, I was like, oh God, this is delicious. Like, it's like a butter almost. Yeah. Like it's this amazing butter.
Sure.
And since then, like,
that's
even
a really good answer.
Like, yeah. And since then, like, I get it now at different, like, if I go to gyms or a breakfast place, I like just toast and sucking and soaking it up. Yeah. And goddamn, so simple.
Yeah, good point. In adulthood.
But what a great intro, because, like, this is something I noticed about, like, Japanese eggs, like, seeing videos about Japanese food, Japanese cooking. Their eggs are, like, truly fucking golden. Like, to get golden eggs, you know, it's usually farmer market eggs. Most eggs you buy at the grocery store, they're eggs, but those really, like fucking the color gold.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they're, like, every cooking video I've seen in Japan of baking it, it's like these golden eggs. And I remember the time I hit there and I had eggs for breakfast, and I remember, like, oh shit, these are, like, really good eggs. Mm-hmm. So that's a great introductory dish to fucking egg yolk.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, damn it, you know, you feel like you've been missing out all those years. But like I said, I was just a scrambled egg person my entire.
So did you, like, make up for that? Like, now you have over easy eggs on everything?
Not on everything, but if I have the choice, I will.
What you need to do, put an egg on top of your pancakes. Now that you like over easy eggs, that having the egg, like, put syrup on top of that egg. And it's pretty gnarly. It's a pretty good experience. And what's your friend's name, Jeff Bird?
Yeah.
Me and him share chicken fried steak with hash browns and eggs. That fucking, I remember the only time I ever ate we both got the same thing. And so that's what you need to try too. If you get a chicken fried steak breakfast.
Oh, yeah. You don't fuck around with any other kind of eggs if you're getting chicken fried steak breakfast. Yeah.
You gotta get the yolk egg.
Yeah. It's such, like I said, it's such a weird, simple answer. But
no, but that's a great
my
answer.
My freaking whole life. Yeah. But it's just, I think it's one of those things when we just didn't cook them that way growing up. My mom just made scrambled eggs. We ate scrambled eggs.
Opposite for me.
Really?
We always made what I called as a baby bouncy eggs. That's what I called them. And that's all they fed me was egg yolk and stuff like that. I thought egg yolk was gross in hard boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I still think that.
No, they're
if it's
good.
Like hard boiled to the point of, like, it almost crumbles out.
Like, yeah, chalky.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I'm okay with all that, Dick. I like all that.
So, friggin' egg yolks, essentially. That's my answer.
Mine's real quick and simple. Hummus.
Interesting.
Yeah, hummus is delicious, but you got to think about the pasty.
Yeah, like chickpeas. Mashed chickpeas.
Chickpeas. Try this.
No.
But what's funny is when I tried it and I described the taste, like I always describe taste, it's good. It tastes like your plate when you had, like, an enchilada dinner with sour cream and all the camino and enchilada sauce and a couple of beans and rice, and you're just cleaning your Mexican plate with a tortilla. That's what hummus tastes like to me.
No, it does not.
even taste
don't
close
encourage him.
It's delicious.
No, I agree. It's delicious.
No, think about it. You just had a Mexican plate number one.
I just thought about it, and it's not even what I get out of that. Yeah. It's horrible.
And that's then you can get the Mediterranean ones with the black olives.
Hummus, good answer, like but your definition, terrible.
But that, but you, no, no, no. That's what it tasted like to me when I first tasted it.
Okay.
So now.
Was it like a special variety?
It was a red pepper one.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I like the olive one.
Maybe.
No, right.
Yeah.
Olive tamponade hummus.
Right.
Shit.
Fancy
pants.
Right.
Rich.
Absolutely.
You got to be rich to eat healthy.
My answer, probably like 8 or 9 years old, was the experience of having. It wasn't that, like. The way my parents gave it to me, it wasn't even lingua. It was straight up. We're having cow tongue for dinner.
Straight up.
And so, like, to see that, in the butcher thing, in the
freaking tongue,
the styrofoam thing with a bloody butcher paper with a fucking tongue on it.
Yeah.
When it's got the bumps on it.
Freaking metal, dude.
It is super metal. It is metal. Like, we're having cow tongue. And I'm like, what? And, they didn't even do anything fancy with it. Just basically boiled it, just boiled cow tongue and had it in slices. So like, lingua, you just chopped up and you put in a taco and all that good stuff, which is great. But first cow tongue was just like a slice of tongue. And, but shit, man, like I was all about it. And this is weird because I still to this day don't like liver.
Yeah.
I don't like chicken livers or liver. I don't like. That, but like, and it's a totally different texture to me, like what cow tongue
what about
is.
Pate, though.
What about what?
Pate.
That's another thing about, like, I wouldn't openly get it, but like when it's served to me, it's like, all right, there. Like a big thing, like a bone marrow. Like, I'm not a fan of it, but I'll eat it.
You've had bone marrow and you eat caldo, the rest, dude.
Of course, but I don't suck the
rich.
I don't
You're
fucking
rich,
get it
dude.
Out of a bone. I just don't go there. It's actually in there. That's all you had. Just,
Yeah. They told us to.
Straight up, like, crack open.
I want chicken McNuggets. And they break a bone.
They break a fucking church's chicken bone, and they're like, here's your dinner.
That.
Yeah, exactly. No,
I wasn't. Hueso.
Yeah. But cow tongue, man, like that, like, lingua is fucking good.
Yeah, my mom
but when you see
them.
When you see it in its raw form, and it's just a bloody tongue and a piece of styrofoam, you're like, what?
But cow tongue's fucking delicious.
It is good. It is delicious. If you haven't had it before... Step out of your comfort zone and
it tastes too
what
bad.
Is your life?
Yeah, tongue in there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what my uncles used to say.
What?
It tastes you back.
It tastes you back.
It tastes you back.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how do you know when you're done eating it? That's what they used to say. Can you have a tongue in your mouth?
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Jessica.
That's pretty gross. Yeah. I guess for me it would be soft shell crab.
Good answer.
Nice. Yeah. That is a totally good answer.
Creepy when you think about it. Yeah, and then even now, I mean, I've been eating it for years now, but if you watch a video of a crab molting, that's essentially what you're eating.
Yeah.
Because they get them right when they're getting, like when they're shimmying out of their little old bodies and you eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's delicious. Like now,
but it tastes like eating shrimp with the shrimp
shell.
I mean, and if you get them really great, like Cookhouse, I love, which is just their po' boys are just insane.
Oh, I've never had like the sandwich, the soft shell.
So it's
sandwich.
A soft shell
sandwich. Yeah, like a po' boy,
and they just put it in right in there.
Yeah,
throw it in there.
Yeah, they take so, and then I have Chef like show me how he like preps it, and it's like you take off their little like reproductive stuff, and then like half of their face, and some other thing, and then you're done. Like you just
that's it.
Fry it up with butter or cornmeal or whatever. And
do you like crab, Regan?
Yeah, crab's freaking delicious.
Oh, then you would like soft shell crab. It's just the texture of the.
It's just really crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Lobster.
Yeah. Not it's a step away. Like
lobster's overrated. Like
I'm not a big fan of lobster.
Just the big shrimp.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'd rather have shrimp.
Yep, I would rather
fried crispy shrimp heads.
Gigantic shrimp, like almost like too big. Like you're like this is gross.
Not to go off of Regan's question, but like, what about food that you hated as a kid but you're about now?
That was a past question of ours. Yeah. But what's yours?
Tomatoes were big for me.
Yeah,
I hated
too.
Them.
Yeah, I still don't like big chunks of tomatoes. Well, there's people that can like take a bite out of a tomato.
My sister eats like apples.
Can't do that.
Oh, that freaked me. Yeah, it's what was it? Ed Begley Jr. on his show. There was a scene. I was laughing. I was like, oh, I've done that before. He's just over the sink eating a tomato. putting pepper and salt on it, but he just, oh, to not make a mess.
Yeah.
He's just
essentially
straight up
everything
a
I eat for dinner every day, which is, onions, bell peppers, squash, and mushrooms.
Right.
I eat those things every single day for dinner. And when I was a kid, I hated onions, bell pepper, squash, and mushrooms.
Yeah. Right.
Now I can't get enough of them.
Yeah, times have changed.
You matured. Put egg on them.
Nice.
You can make an omelet out of them, motherfuckers.
What?
God damn.
I'm like, I ate this for dinner. All right. Facebook answers. Kiko Martinez says, quinoa.
Yeah.
Goddamn gratifying grain. I just started eating quinoa. Well, not just started, but like I made
quinoa's
it.
Good. Lisa made a badass salad.
Yeah. Like your quinoa salad's pretty good.
I made some. There's some in my fridge.
I had couscous today for lunch.
I prefer couscous.
No. I like quinoa way better than couscous.
Yeah. Couscous gets a little like, okay, I'm done. This is gross.
Samson Portillo says, Earth Burger. Just kidding. It was horrible. Don't tell Larry Garza, though.
Did Samson eat Earth Burger? Did he give it a chance?
Yeah,
I don't know why he did that.
He talked for like an hour and then took a bite, and I was already done with mine, so it was cold. So he ate a cold veggie patty.
Oh, that's awful.
And so
that's not fair.
He blamed
might as well
himself.
Be frozen again.
Yeah. That's not fair, Samson.
Eat your vegetables, Samson.
No, Samson, go to a real burger place.
No, he
had Earth Burger with me because I'm eating healthier. Oh, and I told him,
you're
don't.
A terrible friend.
But I told him,
get the chicken or the fish.
Because you can't tell the difference. And he goes, no, I want to try the actual Earth Burger. I go, you're probably not going to like it.
Oh.
And he didn't like it.
That's funny, because it's great.
And he didn't even get fries, because they were horrible fries.
Why didn't he get fries?
So he pulled that Earth Burger,
apple slices,
which you pulled at Yard House. No, if you're going to Earth Burger, get an Earth Burger.
Yeah, right? He got the number one. I want number one.
But
I want
not
the thing
supposed
that's just
to if
there.
You like real burgers.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Get the fish or chicken.
Yeah.
All right. The kids eat the nuggets. They couldn't even tell.
I love the fish. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The
fish
is
awesome.
I wish I could go back, but I always remember Earth Burger, kind of like Chick-fil-A on Sunday. I remember it on Saturday.
It's closed on Saturday?
Closing Saturdays, yeah.
Friday at sundown and Saturday.
It's closed on Saturday?
Because
are they Jewish?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, they got to be Jewish.
Oh, Shema Shabbos.
Yeah.
I don't fucking roll.
Freddie Paris says, a gyro, straight up. It had the basic food groups that I did not like. Plants, some kind of sauce, some more plants.
What does he eat?
Meat.
Yeah.
But man, it was tasty.
Yeah, if you smell a gyro out of context, it's just like,
this
is
big
trouble,
taco, man.
Smelling old mustard out of context. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like, spicy mustard
who
crotch.
Scratched their thigh and rubbed. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Carlos Castro says, balut egg. Not
Did he have that?
Yeah, the friggin' barely baby chicken
you
thing.
You wouldn't try that, Jess?
Yeah.
No, I'm not about that
I
life.
I couldn't do it.
If I had to, I would.
Well, no, if I was in the correct company, then I would have it, you know, yeah.
What,
yeah,
exactly.
Fucking meat cute or whatever.
A meat cute?
Yeah.
Or are you eating balut egg too?
I am now! And just fucking crying.
There's a cute chick, like, a cute Filipino chick, like, I love these, and me too, and I just hear, pew, 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 pew,
he's fucking crying.
Moving.
There's Artie.
Whoa, Gabriel Diaz's pasta sauce. I was never into sauces when I was a kid.
Meatball, spaghetti!
But they looked mysterious and gross, but homeboy changed quick after I tried it. How old were you, Gabriel?
It was 3 years ago when he was 11.
How old were you when you had pasta sauce?
I don't like that. I just want noodles.
No, but to be fair, though, like, what kind of pasta sauce?
Pasta sauce,
no,
dude.
Like, that's like ragu.
That's poor kid for fucking spaghetti sauce.
But to be fair, I had ragu, like regular standard ragu, and I got pissed off.
Prego, bro.
Because of just how regular, like, it had, again, going to the whole rich thing, it has to have a fucking picture of an old Italian lady and cost over $5. And have really hearty vegetables in it.
It's cheaper to make it yourself.
It's cheaper to buy HEB.
Yeah,
brand.
But it takes a long time. You can just buy the jar, and then you got fucking really good shit. And
Jars at HEB for like $3.50.
Yeah, Prego, dude.
Prego.
All right, Travis K says, snow crabs and crawfish. They take a bit of work to eat, but they're tasty. Octopus was interesting, mainly tasted like the stuff it was cooked with. It was rubbery, but interesting.
It was rubbery. It wasn't done right.
Yeah, exactly.
Rabbit? I didn't think it was gonna like it because it's so fuzzy and like cute, but it's fucking delicious.
Yeah, it is.
I can't do rodents.
I mean, I
like anything.
Like seriously, like I would taste it, but like
Peruvians have that like key guinea thing. Yeah,
that's what I guinea pig.
You ate that for me.
Yeah,
I mean that kind of.
I didn't eat
hard.
It for you.
Was it good?
To me, it's not enough meat to make it worth right. it. I like a lot. I want meat on my bones. Right. You know, right. I don't want a quail. I don't want a goddamn quail. That little thing's too.
I've had quail.
Yeah, it's fine, but I want meat.
Duck's overrated.
Duck's fine. Duck's good. Yeah. James Wells says homemade Play-Doh. It's basically peanut butter.
Oh, James, what are you doing?
He's eating homemade Play-Doh.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but I did.
Yeah. Miguel Pantu says octopus. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Andrew Thomas says tomato juice. Yeah.
I still don't know if I like it. No, I don't like it.
What
man.
About tomato juice, Jessica?
Like V8?
Yeah. No, it's like tomato juice.
No, yes, like
V8. Yeah, like V8.
But V8 has 8 vegetables in it. Tomato juice is just tomato juice. It's what people pour in like beer, right?
Fair enough.
Or red V8. Beer.
Like Clamato, but that has clam juice too.
Clamato is the weirdest thing that really is normal to me.
Yeah,
nowadays. Yeah,
V8 was a prank drink. Like in middle school, they had like V8 in the vending machine. You would take a can of Coke and then you dump the Coke out, put V8 in the Coke can. Hey man, you want some of my Coke? And then you—that's how you prank
that's
somebody.
Gross,
I'm
dude.
Super gross. I'm watching the vegetables.
I have that thing where my intestines can't have tomato.
Ah, you're dying now! And still laughing.
You're fucking you're dying.
Dude, you're stupid.
You're dying, pussy.
Your internal organs are pussies.
All right, Samantha Lex.
Valley, right? That's how the Valley was, right?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
I'm getting flashbacks.
Samantha Lance Rick says, this is sad, but Mexican food. Where I grew up, my exposure to Mexican food was strictly fast food or those nasty tacos they served in school lunches.
Oh, okay.
So even the nachos were awful. And then I moved to Texas and realized salsa wasn't just chunky
ketchup.
When
you have like, it's enchilada Wednesday and you get that piece of shit cornbread.
Mm. Oh, screw you. That cornbread's delicious.
Yeah, but that could like ruin your ideas of
enchilada
what Mexican
and cornbread's better than spaghetti and corn.
You're right.
God, I love cornbread. Judson Cooper says, legit cow tongue tacos.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Greg Forrest says, and I actually kind of agree with this, avocados.
Get out.
I don't want no green squishy crap. Now I have to pretend I've always loved them, lest I come off as a guac poser.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't think I was going to like avocados as a child.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't start liking them till I was like, you know, like kids with salsa. Yeah. You just dip your chip in it just to get the taste. Next thing you know, you're fucking,
you're eating all the good stuff.
And finally, Ryan Timothy Brace.
Ooh, real quick. Ever had an avocado boba drink?
Yeah.
There is a
delicious.
Fucking. Yeah. But you can't let it sit.
No.
Oh, wow.
Lesson learned.
I think that's all boba drinks, really. You can't let them any of those drinks sit.
No, but this one like straight up turns brown.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Really? Yeah, I guess.
Like
it's
like avocado.
Makes sense. All right.
RTB says, when I was 3, my mom greeted me one morning with literal green eggs and ham. I refused to eat it until I was forced to try some and discovered that the eggs still tasted the same. Fooled by simple food coloring. Stupid past Ryan.
Food can be fun. That's awesome.
Pastor, oh, man. Green eggs and ham. Yeah,
just being cute. And you, what did you do?
That meanwhile, kids are like begging their parents to buy purple ketchup.
Yeah. Oh, that was gross.
Oh, yeah.
That?
Wow. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my one friend, his mom used to do food coloring swirls on his sandwiches. I was like, your mom loves you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So orangutans predicting how things.
That's
taste.
Fucking awesome, is what it is.
But it's not funny.
Nope.
Nah,
it's kind of funny.
Is the same research facility where they feed monkeys Kool-Aid ice cubes?
Harambe?
No. What? No, this was Swedish.
Oh, right.
This is a Swedish orangutan.
Fun fact: he was born in the Bronzeville Zoo, where I'm from.
Ooh.
So I saw him as a kid.
Harambe?
And now, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
He'd
be going down like PlayStation Network, dog.
Yeah. Okay, so Jessica, this is your first time on Public Access, so I'm sure you figured this out. We are an educational podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
You're very educated. We learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to ask our guests and ourselves.
Soak up the knowledge.
Like, we like to ask our guests and ourselves, what made you come to learn something about yourself, the world, life? Okay.
What did you come to know?
Yeah. What did you come to know? Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, Jess, what did you come to know?
I seriously just right now came to know that my fucking homeboy, Harambe, is fucking from Brownsville.
My homeboy.
Yeah. They done him wrong. Injustice. I want justice fucking for Harambe.
Wait, which one was... He's the one that got shot because he was... The kid jumped?
Because he was DDTing that kid.
No, he was protecting him, dude.
He was DDTing him, dog. He was going to fucking do fucking Stone Cold Stunner on him. And of course they had to put him down.
Protected him.
They just didn't know what he was going to do next.
Right.
Yeah. Protected him.
So he's from Brownsville, so I just learned that.
He's from the Valley.
He's from the Valley.
Damn.
Damn, man.
He wasn't going to do anything to that kid. Yeah, men in the Valley don't want nothing to do with kids.
Ouch.
Hey, oh. Jeez. I just kidnapped 956. 956,
what's up?
What I came to know is that Regan didn't like runny eggs.
No.
That is, no a, yeah, that is an interesting factoid for sure.
That he just recently started eating egg yolks and patty meat.
I'm a super adventurous eater, but I really was against
what?
Super Adventurous Eater?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Except, I won't eat ketchup or mustard.
What?
No, I don't eat ketchup or mustard.
I know.
He doesn't like condiments.
Yeah.
Like, on anything?
Nope. I don't really like ketchup.
Like,
I'm too punk rock for ketchup.
Spicy ketchup?
No.
Water
Brown
burger
mustard?
Ketchup?
No. Spicy mustard? Nah. Whole grain mustard?
No.
But to be fair, he ate a guinea pig.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, do you think,
I've eaten freaking gooey duck.
Yeah, but imagine gooey duck with some ketchup.
Ketchup is a child's condiment.
Nah.
Damn, son.
Yeah, high
every little kid ever wants to put stuff in ketchup. Not me. I was even as
That's
a child.
Right. Mustard is so refined. Like there's so many layers to it. Ketchup is just sweet.
Nah.
Right, exactly. That's why I put spicy mustard on my. Because you're crispy,
rich,
dog.
It's not. It's God, fucking back to you being rich.
It's fucking Frenchies. Frenchies.
I bet you that plain shirt he's wearing. Fucking H&M, dude.
Right? Chipotle Tabasco, freaking
fucking Chipotle shirt. Chipotle
I got this shirt of fucking TJ Maxx, man.
Damn,
TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
TJ Maxx. It's a TJ Maxx.
I came to know Meat Cute. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Good answer.
I've been holding on to that one the whole time. Meet Cute.
Yeah.
It is a thing. It's not an app.
Yeah, I also learned that too. Yeah.
Meet Cute. It's a just a cute romantic thing when people. It's just like you. It can happen anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your Meet Cute would be breakfast tacos. Okay, what would our Meet Cute be then?
Fucking breakfast tacos. I think if we didn't do this podcast, we would have meat cuted over some breakfast tacos.
Straight up sushi. That's like, Lisa's thing. That was the thing. Sushi. Straight up.
Our meat cute was bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah, me and Andy made it bowling.
Oh, your meat cute was that fucking Tim Allen, Kirstie Alley movie.
Oh, that's when I brass knuckled a chick.
God almighty. My meat cute would be at Sonic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Some buses. No, we both get out of the car.
Pissed off
to go to the freaking thing, and we both pushed the red button at the same time. And then we're like, oh, what? You want an ocean water too?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Or cherry lime slash R, depending on if it's happy hour. We're like, shut up. It's only 5 minutes till happy hour's over.
Make out.
Summer shakes.
Yeah.
Summer
shoppers.
How many of you guys have asked if the summer of shakes is over?
Is it?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
No, it is.
But it's still half price shakes after
August 15th.
Not even, like,
it's not a thing, though. Half price shakes is always after
8. No, it's not. They don't do half price shakes after 8.
Go check.
They're fucking dumb, then, dude.
You're dumb. Devastating news.
Half price shakes.
Sonic. Fantasonic, bro.
So, Jessica, what did you come to?
I learned that Zions aren't being produced anymore. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
Everyone drove those in like the late or early 2000s.
Yeah.
All my friends in college had them.
Now they're 2008, dude.
2000 and late, yeah.
Yeah, it's 2000 late.
Come on.
That's a late boomer.
Or the Element, for that matter.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew another person that owned one of those.
Another? Like, did you own
Hector Saldana owns one from the Express.
Well, me and him are kindred spirits.
Y'all should start a car club, bro.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, there's totally shit. There is a Honda Element Club. Samson owns fucking Green Element, dude.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, for
and
real.
And the Element car to open because he would roll the window down, but they don't roll down.
Exactly.
So it's just, this You flap the door open like a fucking like a wing.
Yeah,
like a
exactly. Chicken wing. When people wave at us, we gotta park, open the door, wave, and then close it again.
Oh, drive thru suck for you, then.
Yeah, they do. But I ordered my window regulator from discountparts.com. So Jessica, Evelaria. Evelzararia. Elzariria.
Elizararas.
Yes.
Ooh, I think I got that.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So tell us where people could follow you on Facebook, name of your column, all that.
They can follow me on Instagram. Yeah. I'm at Jess, and then my last name, because I thought that was simple.
I guarantee that wasn't taken.
It wasn't.
Yeah, true.
So you can, I mean, I pop up pretty quickly. Or Twitter or Snapchat, I guess, but no dick pics, please.
Oh.
No, man.
That's what it was made for.
See, that's,
or at least, no, that's what Snapchat was made for.
No, that's what she thinks.
Okay.
That's what a woman who doesn't want dick pics should say. I don't, please, no dick pics.
No, don't bring that up from last week. No, no.
I'm sorry, what?
A friend of ours goes, I wish someone would send me dick pics. And I'm like, well, I guess I should send her
a
dick pic.
She didn't say I wish someone would send me dick pics at all. Yeah. She said, I know I would be famous. I'm not famous yet because people haven't started sending me dick pics yet. She didn't have the word wish.
She just said she knows she's not famous because she doesn't get pictures of men's
penises. She said multiple times that, like...
What you heard was, Larry, send dick pics.
But I didn't send a dick
pic. Thank God!
I would never send a dick pic. Oh, my God. But what I am stating is that, like...
Okay, question, though. But have you ever taken a photo of it?
Of course!
Who hasn't?
Come on! You want to see it from a different angle?
What? Is that the thing, really?
Yeah, why not?
For medical purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. I sent it to my wife.
Right, like, exactly. And
hashtag look what you did.
Look what you did. Good Lord.
That's classic. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You created it, now destroy it. It's another one.
Yeah.
All guys take dick pics.
When you're bored or...
Yeah. I think everyone.
When you're impressed,
it's one of those things.
But whoa,
where
look
what I did.
Because it's not always the same.
Or you know, or have you ever had like a really good hair day?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, my dick looks great today.
That look
makes
at
sense.
That.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You're like, it looks like a World War I veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when you go to the doctor, you go, it looked like this. But now it looks like this.
No. Jess takes his for reference. Everything checks out alive. There you go. Let me pull up June 23rd.
Looks the same.
Everything checks out.
All right.
Jess's dick has a Twitter for just his doctor. Just for his urologist.
Yeah, you can follow me at for medical purposes only. JC.
Private account.
JC. No, not private. You gotta show the doctor.
When doctor's the one that follows you. Okay. All right.
I have curious parties.
So no dick
that was
pics.
A weird, that was a weird way to end it. But
no dick pics for you. Good.
Yes. Not unless I ask for them.
Right. There you go. Right.
Good.
Yeah,
see,
there you go.
Consent is hot, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. And Jess, what about us? What's going on?
Well, you know, what's really cool is like when you listen to a good show like Public Access and you tell your friends about it and it's pretty good and you like to share it. We love those kind of things. So please, please, please. Spread the word about Public Access, and thank you so much for listening to us on oneofus.net. We super, super, super appreciate it. You can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at ComediaGogo and hashtag Public Access. And you can join our Happy Campers Facebook page where you can answer our topics along with our other Happy Campers listeners. That's Public Access, Happy Campers. Find it on Facebook. Thanks you so much. We super appreciate it. And once again, thank you all for, from the very beginning of the year, donating to our GoFundMe that's helped get the hell out our latest short, get into multiple festivals with more news coming soon that I haven't unleashed yet. So thanks. You guys did it.
And I'd also I'd like to personally give a shout out to Kiko Martinez for crossing off a bucket list item for us by getting me the cover of the San Antonio Current. The article is called Funny or Die. I very, very much appreciate the really nice article that you did, not only showcasing me and the family, but also Comedia Gogo, which, you know, we always try to do. Also, shout out to Michael Botsford at WFAA in Dallas for doing a really killer spot on us.
Yeah.
and that feature story was really, really good. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, that'll be it for the press about my cancer situation. And, you know, it's immortalized. We got it down. And, you know, let's move on and make some people laugh and, you know, raise some awareness and some money. So, guys, yeah, I'm going to be all over the place. So just check out my Facebook. I haven't confirmed it, but Facebook has. So go ahead and look at the shit that I'm tagged in, and I'll be in a town near you.
Yeah.
And make sure you follow me, Larry Garza Comedy, Larry Garza Comic on Twitter, and always, always, always follow Comedia Go-Go. And if you're in a San Antonio area, the Blind Tiger Comedy Club is no more with the midnight shows.
No, it's only 10 p.m.
That's right, guys. That's a big deal to us. But, you know, there's going to be no more midnight shows. So be sure to catch our 10 p.m. shows at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah. And I drink a Crystal Pepsi and I made a video of it. So
yes!
Maybe like watch it because it was fun and maybe I'll do more
and things tell Justin about that kind of thing there. He should do food reviews. He should be a critic. He should vlog because Jess is my.
Do like every Oreo flavor.
My, more than just like junk food, Jess. I think you should do restaurants because every time you've told me about your experience at a restaurant, it has either A, made me want to go. Hashtag Four Kings.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Or B, made me go, fuck that place, I hope it burns to the ground. Mm-hmm. Hashtag, I won't mention the name of the restaurant.
Hashtag, yes.
Yard House. Oh, no, I don't want Yard House to burn down.
Hashtag, yes, I'm good for more tea.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and Yard House, fucking pick up the pace, man. Jessica.
My meal was okay, but.
Yeah, we ordered something normal. Like, come on, you want me to spend $12 on something, it better be fucking good.
That's true.
Jessica,
true.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. I hope it's not the last time.
Absolutely.
Make sure you want to know what's up with food. You listen to her. You read the San Antonio.
Want to go try a restaurant out, you should invite us three and get real people's opinions.
Like, you want to hear what I think food tastes like?
Don't never mind. Do that. Yeah. Scratch everything he said. Don't do that.
Sorry. Don't bring Larry.
Once again, thank you, Jessica, and thank you all for listening. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll taste you later.
Here comes the fun! Here comes the fun!